Okay, even though the Shiva for Reb Chaim Kanievsky ended yesterday, I thought that we'd continue discussing some of the Sfarim and lessons that we could learn from his life. Okay, so today I wanted to talk a little bit about the Sefer Orchos Yosher. This is what it looks like. Everyone should own one. 28 shekel in the next to the Mir Sfarim store. They have a whole stack, even though all the other Sfarim that he wrote are out of stock. This they have. And this is a Musar Sefer. I think it came out in English now, but I think you all could handle the Hebrew. And it's absolutely incredible. It goes by topics. Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Chay, Tfila, Dan Lakav Schus. Goes Hashkacha, one by one. And Kedarko B'Kodesh Rav Chaim brings down all the sources from all over the place. And supposedly it only took a few days to write. He wrote it as the topics came to him. He said as there were needs. I guess he had a need to think about Yerushalayim at one point. So then he just wrote all the sources all over the place that are related to that with some practical applications. And he said it was very easy to write. Why was it easy to write? Because when it came to halacha, anything that's related to halacha, so there he felt a certain pressure. But this just flew. And this was as much smoother to be able to write out all of these philosophical and character type of topics. He once said that one of the reasons he wrote it was because it was a story of the Shla. The Shla Kadosh had a friend who put out many Sfarim, and he wanted to be in Gan Eden. He wanted to be sit next to the Shla. So he asked the Shla if they could make a deal that he could be next to him in Gan Eden. And the Shla didn't agree. He said he couldn't. He said, why not? He said, because although he put out many Sfarim, he never put out a book on Musar. That was, you could put a lot of Sfarim. If you don't have a book on Musar, that's not going to go. So that he said that was one of his motivations to put out a Sefer on Musar. And that was one of the reasons he wrote the Orchos Yosher. All the money that he made from this Sefer went straight to Tzedakah. Even the money came to his house, they didn't give it to him in envelope from all the other books. He said you have to separate the money for the Orchos Yosher. Every penny went straight to Tzedakah. As Rebbe said, that they felt it was a schus for them, that all the proceeds should go to Tzedakah. In the first month that the Sefer was published, thousands of copies were sold. And since then, many, many new editions, and I think the original one didn't have tefillah in it, and now it is. The last piece is about tefillah. Many, many, many editions, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of copies have been sold. So there was once, many years ago, Reb Chaim got sick, and he was hospitalized in the Tel HaShomer hospital, and Rav Shteyman came to visit him, and he told him that the reason he got sick was because of an ayin hara, because of the success of the book. So Reb Chaim told him, he said, it's impossible, because the Chazon Ish said that there's no ayin hara in Bnei Brak. He gave a bracha that there wouldn't be any ayin hara in Bnei Brak. He said it couldn't be. So the Rebbetzin was there, and the Rebbetzin said, yeah, but now we're in a hospital outside of Bnei Brak. And therefore, you need a refuah. So he sent a message to Rafal Levin, who I think was the father, I think, of the old chazan in Eish HaTorah and Yom Noraim. He was a very, very big tzaddik here in Yerushalayim. And he asked him to say a special prayer against Ayin Hara, that he should be able to get better. And this book was very, very successful, bottom line. And it did a lot to gain from here. And I want to speak about one piece from here. Again, the whole thing is full of practical applications for us to become greater people. But chapter Chaf Beis 22 is about anava, humility. Now, Reb Chaim, it's hard to talk about any attribute because he was such a great person, but one of his greatest attributes was his humility. Really, really incredible. He felt he was never Mesadar Kedushin. I think one time he officiated a wedding. Why? Because he said, the halach is, in order to officiate a wedding, you have to be an expert in the laws of Gittin and Kedushin. So he said, how could I go ahead and officiate? So there was one time that a very, very big Talmud Chacham pushed him and pushed him and pushed him to do it. And the Talmud Chacham said, I'll take all responsibility for any halacha questions that come up. And that was the only time that he agreed to officiate. Now, what the level of humility involved, he knew everything better than everyone. And still, he said, I can't be the person that goes ahead and officiates. So many people just running, they can't wait to officiate at a wedding. It's like the greatest honor that you could have. There was no honor, there was nothing, it was pure like that. There's not for me to go ahead and do. One of my kids told me, I heard the story beforehand, but she reminded me that he walked into a wedding. He'd go to weddings all the time to wish Mazel Tov. So he'd go to the wedding, and the second he'd walk into the wedding, no matter what song anyone was in the middle of, right away they switched it, the band switches to Yamim Mal Yimei Melech Tosif, right? That's the song when a Torah giant walks into the room, that's what they would do. So one time he turned to one of the people accompanying him, he said, I don't get it. He said, in the olden days, at the weddings, they would sing like Od Yishama and Yasis Alayech, all these wedding songs. Every wedding I go to, the only song they sing is Yom Imal Yimei Melech. What happened? So he said it seriously, like in his mind, like there's no way they're singing that because he walked in the room. It just happens, it must be that that's the wedding song that the people are starting to go ahead and do. He would say, the halacha is, when you say Shema, so if you're davening in a congregation, right? So you don't say Kel Melech Ne'eman in the beginning, because the Chazan after says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Those three words give you the amount of words that you need to say in the Shema. If you're stopping by yourself at home, you say Kel Melech Ne'eman, right? Or let's say you're late, God forbid, to Shul, right? And you're behind or whatever it is. So then you say Kel Melech Ne'eman beforehand. Ruchaim would always say Kel Melech Ne'eman beforehand, always. He said, you know, I daven slowly, and I'm not going to hear the Shem Elokeichem Emes. So therefore, he always said Kel Melech Ne'eman. Someone said, but I don't understand. What do you mean, slowly? Everyone waits for you. Says, what do you mean they wait for me? No way. He didn't even have a havamina that they were waiting for him for Shema. And he kept on, he continued to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. He said, how do they know when I'm done anyway? So that was his anhaga. It was once on Shabbos HaGadol, they gave him, the custom is to give the Rav maftir on Shabbos HaGadol. So he asked, why did they give him an aliyah for Shabbos HaGadol? He said, I'm not a Rav, and I don't give a drasha on Shabbos HaGadol, and therefore there's no reason for me to get the maftir. Every Erev Pesach, he made a siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula, on the whole thing. It was a big event. So why Erev Pesach? Because in Erev Pesach, the halach is that if you're a firstborn, you're supposed to fast. But if you hear a siyum, so then you don't have to fast. So in every shul, there's always someone that makes a siyum so that you don't have to fast. His siyum was a big siyum. And he did it specifically then, so that wouldn't have to fast. So he once asked, he said, it's unbelievable. He said, how many firstborns are there in Bnei Brak? He couldn't understand. He said, there were so many people there. He didn't realize that other people also might have come to hear and see him. And he didn't think about himself at all. It had nothing to do with him. Nothing. Nothing was about him. He writes here in the Orchos Yosher, a very powerful line at the paragraph at the end. He quotes from his father, the stipler, in the Sefer Chai Olam. He says 2 points. He says, one, he says, all of the questions and the bilbulim, people being mixed up in areas of emunah, he said, it's always by people who are bali gaiva, people who are haughty, people who can't be humble. They have a lot to think about themselves, always about themselves, themselves, themselves. That causes all the confusion that they have. About Misha who anav, the emes, someone who's truly a humble person, he's going to be able to think straight. He won't have doubts. He won't have worries because his own agendas or his own feelings are not going to be mixed into his calculations and understanding of what's going on. And he says, and this is a proper etza, piece of advice for someone that's confused and has questions. He says, try to work. Okay, you also try to get your questions answered, but try to work on your humility, on the midah of being an anav. And he says, try it, you'll see it's going to work. Okay. And then he adds an extra line. He says, ube'emes. And the truth is, kol ha-merivos babatim. All of the fighting that happens in one's home, is she'im shalom bayit, and they don't have marital harmony or other issues, she'matzim ma'od b'zmanenu, which is very common nowadays, ruban kekulan, almost all of them, ban al yidei gaiva. It's because people aren't humble. Vim kol echad, hayamachzik banav, if each person would just work on their humility, it's not about them, and it's not about their honor, and how could she say that to me? Doesn't she realize who I am? And they're able to take out themselves. V'lo yechbat lo. Al-Kavod doesn't care about his honor. Al-Gavaso, or becoming his greatness. Hayarova machlokes mistadrim b'shalom dok v'teshkach. Almost all arguments would end up in a peaceful way. Sha'anava ha'amitis, true humility, hi refua bedavka, refua beduka, it's a way of healing, and it's checked out that it works. Vamitis and true, lerova bayo, to most problems, shiyesh bezmaninu, in our lives. Hashem Yisbarach, ya'are alanu ruach ta'arim marim sheniskel anav amitis, a tefillah that Hashem should give us proper anivus. We should have humility. For a person, this midah is not something that many of us think about. You know, people sometimes struggle with anger, or they're lazy, or they're too jumpy at people. But just to become humble, he says, will resolve all difficulties that anyone will have with any arguments with other people, and will allow him to be more successful. The Reishis Chachma in Shar HaAnava, a gate about Anava, writes that in every tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, a person should daven for help to become humble. So someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where are you supposed to say that? Where in the Shemoneh Esrei are you supposed to say that? Maybe you'll say it's at the end. At the very end of Shemoneh Esrei, in Elokeinu Suur, we say, V'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyeh. We ask Hashem that my nefesh should be like afar, like dust. But he pointed out that Tosas says in Maseches Brachos that that's not what it means. That what that means is that I want to be like Afar, that the dust of the ground never gets dissolved, never goes away. It stays there forever. And so too, I want my lineage to be able to continue forever. Okay, so where are you supposed to daven for your anivas, for humility? So Reb Chaim answered, it's a sefer called Shama Tefilasi, which is a collection of letters that were asked Reb Chaim specifically about tefillah. So over there, he said that the place to ask for it is in the bracha of Atachonein LaAdam Das. The bracha that we ask for our Torah knowledge, that's where, or general knowledge even, that's where we should go ahead and daven for that. What's the connection? So there's another sefer of Chaim Kanievsky called the Siach HaSadeh. Siach HaSadeh was actually one of the first books that he ever wrote. It wasn't a book, it was a notebook. He was a little kid. And he went, I think, to the Chazon Ish to get a haskama on his notebook. He was a little boy. So he titled the notebook Siach HaSadeh, which is two words from Parshas Bereishis. And Chazon Ish wrote back, Terem Yitzmach, which means the growth from the ground, Terem Yitzmach, before it even grew. I mean, he was too young, and there was nothing really there to write home about. So it was like, it didn't sprout forth yet, his book. Okay, later on, though, he wrote a real book called Siach HaSadeh. Siach, obviously, is his name, the Shin, Ishmaryahu, Yud is Yosef, and Ches is Chaim, Siach HaSadeh, three volumes, and has a collection of many, many smaller pamphlets that Reb Chaim wrote. So in volume number one is a book called Sefer HaZikaron. Sefer HaZikaron, the Book of Memory, goes through all of the places throughout the entire Torah, all of Chazal, discussing things that are good for your memory and things that will cause you to forget. Okay. So, in Sifkat and Gimel, he writes, it's anava, humility. And he quotes all the sources, that humility allows a person to be able to remember his Torah. As opposed to someone who has gaiva, someone who's not humble, so he quotes Gemaras all over the place that say that you're going to forget your Torah. And therefore, it's fitting that in this bracha, Tachonein la'adam das, we're davening to Hashem, that we want to be able to learn, we want to be able to understand, we want to be able to know the Torah. So specifically in that bracha, we ask Hashem to be humble. Why? Because it's directly related. Directly related to having success in our Torah knowledge, something that we're all pursuing over here, day and night. A very important midah over there is to be humble. And we have to work on that. We have to think about that, what that means, and how we come better at that, and how we cannot be so makbid on our honor all the time. And like Reb Chaim writes in the Orchos Yosher, that hopefully that will not just allow us to be successful in all of our pursuits, but also allow us to be successful in our interpersonal relationships, that allow us to have shalom with everyone, and allow us to achieve all of our dreams. Shavua Tov.